deciding whether he faces charges or not. An extra 5,000 nurses and midwives will be employed across the state over the next 4 years in the largest workforce boost in the history of Australian healthcare. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has said the $2.8 billion package will ensure patients get world-class service across New South Wales hospitals. And the Coalition has narrowed the gap against Labor in a news poll out this morning as Scott Morrison prepares for another stern test in Parliament this week. It's a big boost for the PM as Parliament resumes today. The latest Ipsos poll showing the narrowest margin between the two major parties in more than 6 months. Liberal sitting at 49%, up 3. Labor is at 51%, down 3. Making headlines in sport, a first half hat trick from the Sydney Roosters signing Brett Morris has helped the Tricolours claim a 20-8 win over Wigan, claiming the World Cup challenge for the fourth time. St George Illawarra fullback Matt Dufty has re-signed with the Dragons for a further 2 seasons. And in cricket, the Melbourne Renegades have claimed their first BBL title after scoring a stunning 13-run final win over the Melbourne Stars yesterday. Meanwhile, Pat Cummins has become the first Aussie since February 2006 to be ranked as the world's top test bowler. The 25-year-old moves past South Africa's Kagiso Rabada into the number one spot on the latest ICC rankings update. And Sydney FC's first A-League game at Leichhardt Oval proved to be a frustrating one as they were held to a 1-1 draw by the Central Coast Mariners. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's your last chance to experience Kia Friday Night Racing at Canterbury Park this Friday.
Enjoy live music and delicious delights at the Canterbury Foodies Markets.
A host of kids' entertainment. Plus, it's your last chance to enter the nightly $1,000 cash giveaway.
With free entry, it's a Friday night carnival that everyone can enjoy.
So get your friends, family and colleagues together at Canterbury Park this Friday for Kia Friday Night Racing. Hospitality packages start at $60 in the Guinness restaurant. To find out more, visit theracers.com.au.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at English.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:06 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got racing today at Ballina. And Matthew Bertram's there. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's today dawned in Ballina?
Ah, look, it's a perfect day. Absolutely not a cloud in the sky, mate. It's going to be about 28 degrees, mate. So fantastic.
All right, terrific. The track, how have you rated it today?
Yeah, the track's come up as a good 3. Look, track's in great order. We raced on the 3 at last meeting, and we think it's very similar to that meeting. And so the boys have put it up as a 3. So track should race great, and every horse should get a chance.
All right, now what have you done with the rail today, Matthew?
The rail's out 1.5 metres from 1,000 metres to the 400 metres in the cutaway apply, Sean. That's our normal rail movement.
Right.
Pretty much the only rail movement that we do. So the distance has increased by about 5 metres in most race.
All right. Have you had much rain or any rain at all?
We've had a little bit of rain. And when I say a little bit of rain, we've only had a little bit of rain in the last 3 months, actually. We're desperate for rain, mate. But we've had 15 millimetres in the last week, which is brilliant. It's the most rain we've had in about 2 months. So, look, the track's, you know, it's taken that rain very well. And we've actually had a lot of irrigation as well just to keep the track green, basically, and growing. The rain's desperately needed in this part of the world.
Yeah, too right. All right, well, good luck today. Sounds like a beaut day in order for Ballina.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Matthew. Matthew Bertram there. Gary Cleese joins me now after a big day at Port Macquarie yesterday morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, it was a big day and a massive crowd and a couple of good results. Wasn't a good result for Jenny Graham, but good result for Wayne Wilkes and Bob Milligan. As I said the other day to Andrew Bensley, Bob hasn't been on the best of health over the last 12 months. It was well documented, but terrific day, and they put on a good show and great prize money. It is, Sean, just magnificent prize money.
And Lucia LaBelle, by gee, it was a good win because it was back in on the fence and Andrew Gibbons had to weave his way through to get a run, didn't he?
Yeah, look, she's a very good mare, and each, I've seen it from day dot, Sean, and each preparation she just develops and furnishes. And when he took her to the Queen of the North, she was very, very dominant in the Queen of the North to win. And her second up record's fantastic. And, you know, she was weighted right and she had the right gait and the speed was on. But Gibbo just can't put a foot wrong at the moment. Doesn't matter where he looks for a run, there's always a run open up. Texas Storm was good. He was on Awesome Plucks back all the way. And I spoke to Matty Bennett straight after the race. And Matty said he thought he had Awesome Pluck covered on the corner. So that's meaning, you know, whether Awesome Pluck may have been a shade disappointing. I think if you ascertain it and have a look through it and go right through it, a couple of times last night when I got home late and again this morning, the horse that was dead unlucky in the race was Mr. Smarty. Ben Looker went for three or four runs at a couple of times on him. He just couldn't get an out on him. But, I mean, his chance now with that wild card at Muswellbrook, that's 12.50, and he's probably looking for 14 and a mile. Where Jenny Graham's got the option with the wild card with Awesome Plucks. That's the beauty about Jen. She's got one more key with him, and I'd say that's where she'll try to push. But a couple of good results. But it was a really good day's racing, and Port Macquarie put it on, and the crowd was enormous. When you get a feature like that, it just attracts people that may not go to the races, and they go there. So it's all working right, mate.
Yeah, and Texas Storm only lightly raced, only had the 8 runs, but looks a pretty handy horse, doesn't it, in the making?
He's a good horse, Sean. I targeted this horse when he went into the July Carnival, but he'd probably gone over the top, and he did the right thing with him, Bobby. He kicked him straight out and gave him a break, and when he resumed first up, he got the job done, and then he went to Gosford, and he just got rolled there, and he went to a highway, and he drew off the track and had no luck. And then he came back at Taree the other day, and the more I looked at him in the yard, the more he's getting settled. He was always half dizzy and half stupid in the yard, but he'd settled down at Taree, and I thought, well, Glenn and Bob have decided, well, this is the time to put a set of blinkers on you because he's been destined for the blinkers. And the big key was he going to fire up in the yard yesterday, but he didn't, and his run was good. And I can tell you now, he's not a roughie going into the final 1,400 metres because he likes to get back and sit back off him and have the last crack at him. That big stretch at Randwick will suit him, as it will Lucia LaBelle. But a couple of good results. I must give Glenn Milligan a mention. He's been doing all the work while Bob hasn't been well, and he's just done a magnificent job, that young man, helping his dad out. So big congrats to both those guys from Taree there. Both young trainers with plenty of future to train winners, mate.
Yep, and all the best to Bobby too. He's a great bloke, and we hope he's feeling better soon. Now, the first today at Ballina, one Flu Shot, 126, two Mr. Rock, 41, three Call Me Ready is 23, four Kidlat, 17, five Pistolero, 215, and six Wigilla. It's short, $1.55.
Yeah, what price Pistolero? 215, is it?
What's Pistolero, that? So I just go back to it, is 215, yeah.
Geez, I like him. I'm 5, 6, 4, and 3. I just like the horse. I mean, he's a high chap, and Michael Cost has got him. And now, he debuted at Ipswich. Six winners come out of the race. He was beaten 5. He went back to the Sunshine Coast and run 4th and beaten 1.8. 7 winners came out of the race. And then he went to Ipswich, beaten 5, and 3 winners come out of the race. So 16 winners had come out of his only 3 runs. Now, honestly, if you go back and have a look at his trial at Durman, he ran 6-7. He was beaten 5. That was 20 days ago. Never off the bridle. Absolutely just strangled hold going to the line. And he's a really, really nice horse. I like him. I think he's a value. With him saying that, 6 were dealer. Now, he's had his chances. He's had 8 starts. He's been placed 4 times overall. He's had 3 runs back. Louise Day rate him a treat first up at Taree when he run 2nd. Digger McClellan rate him a treat when he run 3rd at Taree. And Ryan Maloney rate him an absolute gun at Grafton. when he was beaten 3.3 and running fifth behind Boyle. So he's had his chances, but he probably finds the right maiden, but I still think Pistolero might have the wood on him. For Kidlat, he's had he's another high chap. He had one start at the Gold Coast, Gundaroo Syndicate owned him, and they shipped him down to Daniel Bowen. He's run seventh here, beaten about 3.2 lengths. He was really jammed up out of the gates. He got tightened up bad, but I like the way he really got back, and he charged to the line late, so the 13.05 will suit him a lot better. And the three, Call Me Ready, he's only had the two starts. He's been beaten 5.6 lengths on both times, and Stephen Lee decides to whack the blinkers on him today for the first time. But pretty keen on the five. I think he'll take no end of beating the runs to his trial. 5, 6, 4, and 3 in race one, Sean.
All right, race two, maiden plate. 1, Love Our Stratum is 15. 2 is out. 3, Queen Beatrice, 17. 4, Violet Jane, 81. 5, Bling and Bubbles, $1.70. 6, Delayed Response, 9. 7, Indelible, 380. 8, Love You Long Time, 34. 9, McQueen of Aladara, 14. 10, She'll Rock You, 11. 11, Sharp Win, 151. Favourite, 170. 5, Bling and Bubbles.
Yeah, she'll be hard to beat. 5, 7, 9, and 1. Really, really nice filly. Just learning the game. I mean, she had one run in Lismore in August. That was beyond the real good mare in Snow Valley. She was beaten a couple of lengths when she ran third, but she had a bit of maturing to do, and he tipped her out, Maddie. But she was going in as a billiard table first up when she ran fourth behind Dorset Coast, and then she ran into a Beach Baby, which is a pretty smart horse. He might head to that country qualifying championships at Grafton in March, and she ran second. She's still got a little bit to learn, but Brad's had a couple of sits on her this time in, and he'll work it out. The smaller field's definitely going to suit her, and not only that, the 13.05. And I mean, Beach Baby beat a 3.5, and we saw what Beach Baby did last Friday at Grafton and blew a class one field away, so she's coming out of a pretty good race. Indy Bell, Paula Campbell, Paula's husband, Morris Campbell, he rode the good horse in Bellmarino.
Yeah,
and he'll be strapping this filly. She's a former Victorian. She had two runs in Victoria back in October and September, and then they shipped her up to Paula, and she runs second at Wollombar. She led pretty easy, and I think the interesting part about it, Brad Stewart rode her there, and he's going to come down and ride her, so she looks the leader in the race. That's where it might bring Bling and Bubbles undone. If Brad does stack them up and just give them the slip at the 500-metre mark and get away from them. I like the run of the 9, McQueen of Aladora. She trolled up really good before she resumed first up at Ballina. And then she went to Ballina, and she's a little bit disappointing in the run home. But I like the run at Moranbah the other day. She was a fair way off from going down the back. And the only time this filly got going was the last 250 metres. She got beaten 1.8, so she draws a gate. She's on a home track and steps up to the 13.05, which will suit her a lot better. And Sean, the toppy's got to go in. Love Your Stratum. I just don't know what happened to her here 2 weeks ago. Behind Hayburner, she was beaten 10 lengths. I mean, a prior three runs this time this time in were good enough to beat these, but she was very, very disappointing, and I couldn't offer any excuses for her really in the run to the line. But 5, 7, 9, and 1 in for me in race two.
Right now, the third one out, 2 Usurp, 2 Even, 3 Old Trieste, $5.50. Number 4, Little Bit of Susie, $4. 5, My Cousin Steve, 16. 6, Imzana, 18. 7 out, 8, Tabasco is $4.60. And 9 is out. Favourite, $2 even. Number 2, Usurp.
He'll take a lot of beating, this horse. 2, 5, 4, and 8. Marianne Brosnan's got him, a lovely horse by Lon Rose. She produced him. He won the big maiden over the July Carnival at Grafton. And then she'd give him one more run at Doom, and he was beaten 7, tipped him out. And look, he's had one run back from that little bit of a freshen up, and I loved his win. I mean, the gate played in his favour at the Gold Coast, but he did hit the ground and he did run, and that was 900 metres. And Leah Kilner rode him, and he just kept sneaking inside him. But when she gave him half a squeeze at the 200 metre mark, he raced away and he beat him 4 lengths. So little Emily Atkinson, she's had about 7 rides. She's rode a winner. One gate, she's apprenticed to Matty Garn, big class, and not only that, the claim off this big guy, he's only got 56.5 kilos on his back, so he's 2.5 over the limit. He'll take some beating. 5 months, My Cousin Stevie goes good. He won a class, so won his maiden 3 runs ago, and then he run third behind Vouch for Me. He run second behind Vivid Image the other day, but offer a few excuses. You're better almost when he can get up outside the speed and put a bit of pressure on him. He got tightened up really bad on jumping, and and then he had to go to plan B on him, Luke Rolls, and ride him quiet, but he really hit the line hard. One more bounty, he'd have probably got the money. He was only beaten 0.1 of a length, and they run 57.52. So, Luke, he might ride him off the speedy today, just follow Usurp into the race. For a little bit of Susie, look, she goes in. Her Ipswich maiden win was good. I thought she just struggled a little bit at Grafton 11 days ago with the 59.5 and probably 12.06 was beyond her. So Matt Dunn brings her back here to the 1,005, and she's got a 3.5 kilo weight drop will really suit her right down to the ground. And Nate Tabasco, no knocks on him. He's a former North Queensland. He's down in the Johnny Shelton yard, and Johnny produced him here a couple of weeks ago, and he showed a lot of speed to lead, and he was run down late. But Meade Orson, he drops about 2.5 kilos and draws a good gate. So it might be tricky with the speed, my cousin Steve and Tabasco, whether they go up and take Usurp on. But I'm sticking with him because I think the gate's important to him and the claim. 2.5, 4.8 in race 3.
On to race 4, the tab.com.au, benchmark 58, 1 Maglev is 4.40, number 2 Kieran's Lad 8.50, 3 La Firebird $6, 4 Marlan $6, number 5 Scam 4.40, 6 Cantilate 11, number 7 Terrafilo 6, 8 Terralee 71, 9 were all ears 8.50. The favourites equal at 4.40, 1 Maglev and 5 Scam.
Yeah, I'm with Milan. I'm 4.35.1. I'm with him. Look, he did an enormous job to win at Kilcoyne. And we got a tight circuit at Kilcoyne. We got a tight circuit here at Belknap. It was 1,900 metres. Just run him along and raced away from him. And then Gary Swinkey took him to Grafton the other day, over 2,220, and he led. But I can tell you now, he had no peace. From about the 1,200 metre mark, they attacked him, and they attacked him. And he was still in front with 100 metres to go, and Terrafilo running down. Terrafilo's in the same race, but we've got a different track today. We've got the shorter circuit. One gate, Pedro Romeo used the speed that he's got, and he seemed to get around Kilcoyne like anything. So maybe he can just get a sneaky lead on him here and skip him at the 600 metre mark. And he's pretty well weighted with only 1.5 kilos over the limit. 3 La Firebird. Look, she's knocking at the door. She's been in the money last four runs. She run third at Ipswich behind. She's reliable. Champagne Garden run second in the race. Champagne Garden came out to win at Lismore last week. Very, very easy. But she has had one win out of 24 goes, and she's been placed 11 times. So she just finds it hard to get that another win under her belt. I'm giving Scam a chance. Maybe Laura Cheshire just follows that speed with Milan and sits on their backs. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of luck, and he's figured in the Stewart's report his last two at Grafton. Prior to that, he'd won a Kempsey 1,900 metres on the short circuit, so this track won't worry him. And I'd given Maglev a chance. Look, he fell in to win a maiden, beaten Dash for Van, but I didn't mind the way he chipped away at the mile at the Sunshine Coast last start. Matt Dunn's got in. He has his first go at 1,900 metres, but he's a little cool horse. It gets back, and maybe these leaders are running on, getting to the 1,905. He just might be the horse that can pick up and drive late. He's probably not bad, not well in with the 58 kilos. 4.35.1 in race 4, Sean.
All right, now race 5, 1 Capitulate, 2.30, 2 out, 3 Cinnamon Missile is $4.40, 4 Enterprise Grand, 3.90, 5 M Shalky, 4.40, 6 out, 7 Red Flyer, 101. 8 Lightning Pageant 16, 9 Take Time to Chill 21, and 10 Nonchalant 51. Favourite 2.30, 1 Capitulate.
Yeah, I'm with the 3.145. I tagged this horse, and this is the horse that he could be the little sleepy, you know. He needs to get his ratings up, Cinnamon Missile from the Matt Dunn yard, to get to that qualifier in March of the 17th at Grafton. I mean, he's still got a month to do that. I don't think he's a bad horse, this guy. The day he won his maiden at Ipswich, he just went smash, and he rounded them up and paid to him. 3 winners came out of it. Then he went to the Gold Coast in Ipswich, where 11 winners came out of those 2 runs. He kicked him out. He gave him a really good break, and he brought him back, and he trialled him at the Gold Coast. He put little Emily Atkins on him in his first trial and just let him flop out the back and give him half a squeeze at the 200, and he picked up 3 or 4 lengths, and then she sat up on him. And then he put Robbie Fradd on him at Deegan the other day and made him get up and get lifting, and he just went to the line with a stranglehold on him. He's by Sweet Missile. He looks a really, really nice horse, and the day one he's made, I was all over him. So, and I know Matty's just hoping that he may be able to get this win under his belt, get another one into him, and that gets his rating up to get into that qualifier at Grafton. Look, no knocks on Capitulate. He resumes here 4.5 months. He's had one trial at the Gold Coast 27 days ago. He was beaten 4 lengths. He wasn't off the bridle there. He's in a good yard. He won an Ipswich maiden, beaten American Cat last preparation. Just see, he's not weighted at the best. I mean, he had 57 when he went around in a three-year-old handicap at Durban. He's got 56 and a half here, and Cinnamon Ritzel's got 60. So I suppose there's not much difference there. But his trial was good, and he's in the right yard to bring him here. Enterprise Grand, the poor Brad Stewart rides for Michael Lakey. You might see on the form guide, he runs 10th of 10th at the Sunshine Coast, beaten 4.5. He just had no luck. He got chopped out at the 500, and they went for another run on him, Corey Bayliss, at the 300. He got chopped out again, so they just gave up on him. He just had no hope from there on. But he draws a gate, and Stewart's here to ride, and he's a pretty smart traveller with a horse, young Michael Lakey. And Five Down Chalky, she's had one run back to the new yard. She sat three and four wide the trip behind Ivory Stream, and her condition blew out the last little bit, but she boxed on good, only beaten two lengths. She'll get a bit of running transit today, particularly from that one gate, and that runner will bring her along. But I'm pretty keen on the three, and pretty keen to see him in the yard. Sean, 3, 1, 4, and 5 in race 5.
Now, race 6, and 1 Coteau, 270. 2 She Tells Lies, 10. 3 Willander, 230. 4 Go Daddy Go, 7. 5 and 6 out. 7 African Academy, 850. 8 Wainui Gold, 17. 9 Mr. Spin, 21. 10 Humility, 26. Favourite, 230. Number 3, Willander.
Yeah, well, see, I'm with him. 3-1-7-2. Now, the speed in the race, this is what the problem was going to be. He had 10 Tabatas, Matt Dunn, and they call me Rose, just likes to rip hard and lead. Well, 10 Tabatas is out, and they call me Rose are out of the question now. So that just leaves Willander the lead. And, I mean, he just needs to lead. You need to leave him alone and let him high roll, get into that gate, and then just let him slip at the 600-metre mark. But he's had two runs back. He finished 6 lengths off him at Eagle Farm. He runs second here behind Viking Raid. He just couldn't edge away from him. There was a couple up annoying him, and Viking Raid running down and beat him on the line. But he scratched 10 Tabatas, and they call me Roses out. That gives young Emily Atkins a chance to just let him roll across, get himself into a gate from the 1,000 on, let him stretch along from the 600, give him a squeeze, and I think he's going to take some beating. He gets the claim, 4 off his back with 57 kilos. 1 Coteau, look, he did a good job. We hadn't seen him for nearly 4 or 5 months, and he hadn't been at the trials, and Stephen Phelps produced him first up to win a 1,400-metre race, and he jumped out of the ground late and hit the line hard. He beat Shooter Sunrise, which went to Grafton last Friday, and run second or third, run a terrific race anyway. But looking at him in the yard, he had improvement in him, but he goes up a couple of kilos, but the one gate's going to help him, and the improvement from the run will help him enormous. 7 American Cat Academy. I want to have another good look at him, mate. I've been looking at him when he paraded around here for the trials a couple of weeks ago. He paraded really good. He really furnished into a nice horse. He was beaten 8 lengths in the trial. Duke of Frederick just run him along, but they never asked him to do a thing. So have another good look at him in the yard and see if the trials topped him off. And She Tells Lies is always thereabouts, honest as anything. Just would have liked to have seen a lot more rain. For her, well, we haven't got that rain at the moment, but she's had 8 wins, and 7 of the wins have been on rain-affected track, but she's not going to get that type of track today. Pretty keen on Willander. I think he can dictate in front. Lefty Malone, he'll take running down. 3-1-7-2 for me in race 6, Sean.
All right, race 7, final event, and 1 Australian Pharaoh is 31. Now 2 Back Baby Shacks are late scratching, 3 Demon Fault 41, 4 El Tenion 12, 5 and 6 out, 7 Proud Captain 260, 8 out. 9 Fee Green, $6.50, 10 Undaunted, $2.30, 11 Williams, $6, and 12 Salor, $41. The favourite, $2.30, number 10 Undaunted.
Yeah, I'm with the 7. I'm 17.94. I'm with the 7 here, Proud Captain. I'm going to take the punt on him. Chris Lees has got him. Now he resumes here first up, no trials under his belt, and he goes to the mile, which is in a maiden and a Class 1 plate, and he won a 2,200-metre race last preparation where his last 5 runs, winners have come out of them galore. I'm just taking the punt to say, well, he's got him right for a mile. It's not an over-strong race whatsoever. And no doubt he'll run out a strong mile. Like I said, he's won over 2,200 metres. 10 Undaunted. Look, I've got no knocks on him. He's had 3 runs back. KB Edmonds has got him. He ran 3rd at Durban in a maiden, beaten 5. He went back to the Sunshine Coast and he was beaten 32 lengths. Now, there was excuses for him that day. And I thought he had his chance at Ipswich when he ran second in a maiden there last start. He was beaten a little over 0.4 of a length. That was 13.50, and he went up to win, and they grabbed him late. That's me worry. He's got to go to the mile here, and he's yet to win a race where I know the others can run a bit of a trip. So I've got him on top, Proud Captain, to beat Undaunted. Phil Gree, little grey mare, little mare that just keeps chipping away. Her last couple of runs have been okay at the Gold Coast and Ipswich. Brucey Hill's got her, and Scotty Galloway knows her good, and he's here to ride her. And I've thrown El Tenny into her. It's been a long time since he's won a race, but he hasn't been far away, and Class 2's over a mile behind Lacey Ling, in fact, beaten four lengths. So that's probably good enough for him, and gets a little bit of claim for Leah Kilner. But like I said, it's been a while since he's won a race. With the seven, I think if he's right in the yard, which you would think Chris Leeds wouldn't run him at a mile first up with those trials. 7-10, 9-4 for me in the last, Sean.
Now, any good things there?
Oh, a couple of shorties. Oh, Blingin' Bubbles is short, but I've been on her back the last two, and I don't want to get off her. So race two, number five, I think she picks the right type of race. And race three, number two, Usurper, they leave him alone. He did what he did at the Gold Coast the other day. When Leah Kilner gave him half a squeeze, he raced away and beat him by four. And he's got young Emily Atkins on with a claim. So I'm happy enough to go with him from the Mary Ann Brosnan Yard. And she's on fire at the moment, saddling up winner after winner. So race two, number five, race three, number two. Quite in numbers. I'm just going wide in that first leg with 4-3-5-1. And then 3-1-4 in the second leg. 3-1 in the third leg, and just 7-10 in that last leg, Sean. So it won't cost you much. I think you just got to play that first leg a little bit careful. It could be the tricky leg, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. Look forward to hearing you at the late mail there today.
Yeah, good weather, Sean. Track will play good. They're predicting a lot of rain to come in the next couple of days. So I hope everyone gets it and gets a little bit of a drenching, mate.
Oh, yeah, terrific. Good on you, Gary. Hear you through the day.
See you, buddy. See you, mate.
Okay. Gary Cleese, it's 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Sydney Roosters have claimed a record equaling fourth World Club Challenge title this morning with a 20-8 win over Super League champions Wigan. Well, Matt Dufty has re-signed with St George Illawarra on a two-year deal, despite uncertainty around which position he'll be playing in 2019. In the A-League, Adam Lafondre's second-half penalty spared Sydney FC from a second successive defeat and forced the Central Coast Mariners to settle for a 1-1 draw at Leichhardt Oval yesterday. And Glenn Maxwell has said the Melbourne Stars' implosion against the Melbourne Renegades in the Big Bash final will stoke their fire for next season. The Stars were cruising but collapsed yesterday, handing the Renegades their first title with a 13-run victory. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Get behind Play for Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle. You could win big with $500,000 in prizes on offer in every raffle. Plus, $5 from every $10 ticket directly supports a local grassroots sporting club or charity of your choice. With Play for Purpose, it's a win-win. Tickets available online at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCAU/2086.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy three spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And at 21:11, John Brash joins us to see what's happening in the greyhound racing world. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's been a big weekend as far as greyhound racing is concerned. We had the big three at the Meadows in Melbourne on Saturday night, the Tem Lee, the Rookie Rebel and the Zoom Top. We had the Heats of the Bulleye Cup there on Saturday night at Bulleye, the semi-finals of the Vince Curry in Queensland, the Ballarat Oak